A number of ships are backed up in the American Narrows section of the St. Lawrence Seaway since they can't get by a disabled shipping freighter that ran aground yesterday. The U.S. Coast Guard says the Federal Kivalina lost power yesterday afternoon a third of the mile upriver from the Thousand Islands Bridge, which carries Interstate 81 over the river. The ship was on its way to Montreal with 23,000 metric tons of canola seeds. No one was injured and nothing has leaked from the 650-foot ship. Coast Guard Petty Officer Levi Reed says a salvage team is on its way to try to free the ship.
I can't tell you how long it's going to take to remove the vessel and how long it's going to take to salvage. We don't have a timeline. Our main concern is to make sure that the people, the vessel, all get away safely and the environment is not impacted.
The 22 crew members are still on board the ship. This morning, a dive team assessed the ship's hull to make sure there was no major damage. What caused the accident is still being investigated. The Seaway's management team had no timeline for when traffic will resume.